Oh, Hattie, those berries were a great idea. Well done.
Myth Ickle fluttered onto her friend's shoulder and nuzzled her gratefully.
I'm just glad you're okay, replied Hattie. But it looks like someone else might not be, she added with a laugh.
It wasn't long before the blue-haired imp emerged from the bush, batting wildly at the group of fairies who were tugging at her clothes, her hair, and even her feet.
Get off! Get off! She cried angrily. Leave me alone, you horrid creatures!
Congratulations on becoming the proud owner of a lavender Pekin bantam hen. The first Pekins are said to have been given as a gift to Queen Victoria from a Chinese emperor. Pekins are very gentle and they make excellent pets for children. They sound great!
Next moment, all four grannies were outside the bathroom door.
Come out of there at once, snapped Granny One.
We're so worried, dear,
hushed Granny Two.
It was very unkind of you, dear,
quavered Granny Four,
to fill the sugar bowl with salt.
But it was Granny Three who really alarmed Erg.
You know, that child has done something with Emily. I've not set eyes on her all the time I've been here.
I've heard all about you cats. You are one of those, whatchamacallits, an arch enemy, not to be trusted.
How quickly they grow up,
he sighed to Arnulf.
No longer my gang of pets, but little men who scurry favour to advance themselves.
Yes, master,
said a weevil with scabby knuckles.
Soon we'll be as powerful at court as you, even more, for we has eyes to see.